Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I'm just a little concerned about the, Vic, if I can just ask you to speak up. It is a little, it's a clear line, but it is a bit soft on our side. So if I can just ask you to use your outside voice as much as possible.
I will do my best. Is that better?
Yeah, that really is. All right. Tell us about what is going on in Australia with regard to COVID restrictions.
Well, so New South Wales, which is the most populous state, pretty much ended lockdown yesterday, which means that not all grades of all schools are back, but the older kids are, those doing matric, year 12, and the little ones are, and the rest of school kids will be back next Monday. Putting that to one side, pubs and clubs and indoor swimming pools are open. Restaurants are now open. It's not whatever numbers you want you can have. There are limitations on numbers. And also a big thing is that I can't categorically say most businesses, but certainly many are asking to see proof of double vaccination before we will let you in.
Right.
So here in New South and Victoria, which is where Melbourne is going to be opening up on Thursday night later this week.
There was quite
I was going to say the good news from vaccination point of view is that in New South Wales, over 80% of the population are double vaccinated and 90%
That's
at
incredible.
Least single. It is. And after a slow start, it has been a quick take up, and a demographic which also was remarkable in its quick take up was the 12 to 16 year olds, because that was a very late in the piece, which was announced that yes, they too can be vaccinated. And there's been like an 80% take up very quickly within that demographic. So obviously, you know, that's, you know, parents saying, you know, to their kids, well, just, you know, go out and get it. And so
that's interesting, because we're opening up, tomorrow for our 12 to 17 year olds. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of uptake there is. I think there will be as well, but some parents are a little bit nervous, but nice to know that from an Australian perspective, people took that up very, very quickly.
Very, very quickly indeed. And that's good to see. And also, you know, Logmat continued, the numbers of cases in New South Wales has been going down daily. So it's as yesterday, the number was something like 350 cases. But in Victoria, which is where Melbourne is, the number is still high, as in like 1700, daily.
Wow.
But notwithstanding that, they are still, planning to open up.
There was quite a bit of protest I think it was in Victoria, about the lockdown rules. That's quite unusual for Australia, isn't it?
Well, it was protest because the reality is that Melbourne has had the highest number of lockdown days of any city in the world.
Oh, wow.
Which
I didn't
is incredible.
Know that.
Yes. And so the Melbourne people have been, not happy about that.
I'm sure not.
Hopefully, and their numbers of vaccination are not as high as New South Wales, but are in the 70s and getting close to 80% as well.
Oh, so that is nice. It is a very good number. Australia endorse the global definition of anti-Semitism.
Indeed. So this was a big announcement. Obviously, it's not top of mind for the wider world, but certainly for the Jewish community and for Jews worldwide. The Prime Minister made this announcement just at the end of last week on Friday, where he was addressing a pre-recorded message to an international conference in Sweden, and where he pledged that the Australian government will formally endorse the definition of anti-Semitism, which has been adopted by IHRA, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And this is an alliance, IHRA is the shorthand, the acronym, where more than 40 countries have signed up to IHRA. And so it's very good to see that Australia has done so as well. It's not a legally binding definition, but what it does do is make clear is that if you say various things, there is a globally recognized definition of what constitutes anti-Semitism. So it sends a very strong message, and it's it's great to see that. And I have to say, to give credit to a number of the major Jewish organizations which have been working hard in speaking one by one to members of parliament to emphasize the importance of this definition. And great to see that the Prime Minister has come out and absolutely embracing it.
It really is very good news indeed. And finally, a Jewish sportsman appointed CEO of Cricket Australia.
Yes, a great story. So his name is Nick Hockley and comes from England. And so in England, his background was, first of all, he was a good sportsman himself. He went to Oxford. He played rugby for Oxford, played hooker for those who follow rugby. And then he went in and he did went into the world of finance he was CEO of the world T20 cricket World Cup last year. And then so sports administration is his thing. And then he's married a former the daughter of a former South African couple, Barry and Ilona Sandler, who might be known to some people. Barry's an endodontist. And they have a lovely daughter, Lauren Sandler, who's married to Nick Hockley. Jewish couple, Jewish family, their kids go to Jewish school. And Nick, for the past 12 months, has been interim CEO of Cricket Australia while there was a hiatus. And just recently, he has been formally appointed as CEO of Cricket Australia. So it is a big deal. Cricket, like in South Africa, is, one of the religions in this country. And what's happening right now is that he is leading negotiations, complex negotiations, whether or not the Ashes will take place. Now, obviously, that's a long tradition between Australia and England, and there's all sorts of controversy because of COVID and other issues. And so, Nick is in the middle of that. So, nice to see him doing very well in his chosen profession.